So I always like to see a case start out with 88-year-old patient, because always curious about managing people as they get older. What happened with this patient?
You know, this is an interesting case because we're seeing more and more older patients with CLL who are eligible for everything. And, you know, it used to be that patients who were older really were relegated to receive rituximab monotherapy, which isn't labeled, or chlorambucil. But now we're seeing patients who come in who have some aspect of symptomatic CLL, and I feel very comfortable offering them multiple treatment options. In fact, most of the same ones I would offer a 55-year-old. So this patient was eligible to receive chemoimmunotherapy. They could receive ibrutinib. They could receive potentially venetoclax-based therapy today. And we also talked about the CLL11 data, which was chlorambucil plus obinutuzumab, which was compared to either rituximab, obinutuzumab, or chlorambucil. Positive trial for the primary endpoint. This patient elected for obinutuzumab by itself because of the fact that it was time limited. 88 years old, didn't want to be on a life, quote unquote, lifelong therapy, was hoping to get 6 months worth of therapy and then stop. And actually, this patient did very well, with the exception of minor infusion-related reactions, which I would argue during the informed consent process should be just discussed as a reality for almost all patients. They tolerated the drug well. They had some issues with cytopenias in the second cycle, but overall got through all six cycles and had a 2-year remission, which is very, very, I think, relevant for somebody, especially at that age point. And then ultimately, when they progressed a couple of years later, which might be the, you know, the expectation in terms of the median from the studies, they were able to then go on to receive ibrutinib-based therapy and do quite well. So I think this case is a great example of the fact that years ago, therapies were really largely stratified based on age and performance status. And as we understand how to target the disease better, more and more doors are open to patients with comorbidities or patients with advanced age.
I see that she had a little bit of an infusion, or grade 2 infusion reaction.